Good morning. You're listening to Northland Morning on KUMD 103.3. I'm Adam Reinhart, and today we're very excited to welcome our guest, Mayor Emily Larson, into the studio. Mayor Larson has been holding a monthly listening session, City Hall in the city, where she travels around the city to different locations and meets one-on-one with residents. Most recently on August 15th at the UMD campus, and coming up here on September 19th at the Norton Park Community Center. Mayor Larson, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I am great. I'm really great. How are you?
I'm doing well. First I want to thank you for taking some time to come on and chat with us. We're really excited about that. And thought we'd jump in. If you just want to explain a little bit about what the listening session is and why it all started.
Yeah, every month we do something that I call City Hall in the City. And it's the way that I've chosen to do essentially mayor nights. I'm certain that most mayors before me had mayor nights. I know Mayor Ness did. And he hosted people here in City Hall. We're just doing things a little bit differently and choosing to have mayor nights out in the community. So we have reformatted them. They're called City Hall in the City. And every month we are in a different neighborhood, typically at a community center or some other public space. It's always co-hosted or most often co-hosted with a city councilor in their district. And then we usually bring, you know, 5 to 7 city staff in key departments. And it is literally just a series of one-on-one conversations. So typically the city councilor and I will each say just a couple of minutes on different issues that are happening. And then we introduce city staff in the room, and then we literally just kind of move around the room and talk individually with every single resident or constituent that's there, answer their questions. And often residents just love the fact that they can have as much time as they need one-on-one, but that we also have the city experts there. If they have a question about rentals in their neighborhood, we have someone from life safety or the fire department there. If they have questions about, you know, any kind of activity that they're concerned about, we always have a police officer there. We usually have someone there from parks or planning. So it's just a really great way for residents to access all of what we're about in City Hall.
Sure. And who can attend these events? Is it open to
anyone?
Anyone.
Yeah, great question. So we move them around the city, and typically we'll get people who are from the neighborhood in which it's being hosted, but they're open to anyone. And we will have people come across the city because it's a good night for them to be there. Sometimes people show up with questions. Sometimes they just want to hear what's going on. So it's really kind of a free-for-all. This last week, we had one at UMD. We focused on what we're calling priority-based budgeting, which is setting our next city budget while listening to the community and hearing what's important to them. And then we talked a lot about student move-in and making sure that, you know, the neighborhood understood how we were approaching student move-in this year in a way that could be respectful of the community and also really welcoming of the students.
Sure. Well, we can definitely relate to that with the move-in week happening here on campus. It's definitely something we're all feeling in the radio station as well. So what kind of insight do these individualized conversations provide for you in your day-to-day at work?
Well, you know, I always say that it's a great way for me to get a very quick pulse and temperature check on how people are feeling in the community. If there's an issue happening that's really concerning to residents, you can tell within 2 minutes. You know, there's a lot of people there. They're generally wanting to talk about the same thing. If we have some that are less attended, less well attended, I know that there's nothing that's particularly stirring for people, although whatever an individual brings forward is really important to them. So it's a great way for me to just get that pulse. But the other thing that I have found is that it's, you know, people who are comfortable coming to City Hall or speaking up publicly at a city council meeting, they are already doing that. And that's awesome. They should keep doing that. But many people, it's just, they're not comfortable doing that. They're not going to, you know, raise their hand in a big public forum and ask their individual question. They're not going to come to a city council meeting and speak publicly at opportunity for citizens to be heard. It's not how they're comfortable. It's not what they do. And so to me, the biggest value is literally hearing from people who may not otherwise be using the channels that are already available. And their concerns are just as important as somebody else who feels more comfortable getting up in front of the city council or you know, walking into my office to request a meeting. And often, you know, that resident has been sitting on their concern for longer. And so it's important that we create ways for all residents to feel comfortable sharing what's on their mind.
Sure. So it's sort of an outlet for those that aren't going on to that city council meeting to chat.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's right. And what has been, you know, as of recent, has there been a takeaway of, you know, maybe at the UMD one or, you know, what is that pulse in Duluth?
Yeah, usually, like the one we had at UMD, it was a wonderful balance between, we really love the vibrant nature that students bring to our community, and sometimes it's hard for us to adjust to what that requires of neighborhoods, whether it's parking or garbage collection. So a lot of it's just trying to balance what's good for the greater good of a city and how that impacts an individual. But really, for the most part, what we hear from people are just the very specific individual experiences, you know, how they interact or feel safe going to the park or library, how a particular property is of concern to them on the block, if they believe there's criminal activity. You know, I've had parents tell me very personal stories about their child's drug addiction and their deep concern about what we could be doing. You know, so it really ranges, but they tend to be very individual and very personal conversations. And my best hope is that people leave that room feeling like they were heard and that we are, you know, we're not just there to say we've been there. We're there to really make a difference and do what we can to help that resident feel like, you know, them coming made a difference and we're going to do something about what their concern is.
Absolutely. Since we're on the subject of UMD, is there any word, and this might be the first time a UMD student's heard from their new mayor, do you have a word of advice or just a hello to the new campus students here?
I love it. Yeah, no, I actually really love this time of year. I live just a mile away from UMD, and living in a neighborhood where we get to interact with homeowners and renters and college students, it brings an energy that me and my husband, my kids really, really like, and an activation. So just a very sincere welcome to students. It's such an exciting time in your life. And, you know, I'm thrilled that you've chosen Duluth to learn about yourself and learn about the world. And, you know, I really, really hope that you find that you are comfortable and welcomed here and that you could see a future for yourself here, because we value you. We see your future, and we hope that you choose to see your future here.
Fantastic. Well, before we get going here, if someone wanted to find more information on the upcoming listening sessions, where could they find that information out?
Yeah, our website, duluthmn.gov, is a great place, easy place to go to get all the information you need on what's happening in the city, and there's links to everything. Also, we always push it out on our Twitter feed or our Facebook, so we have city accounts on both Facebook and Twitter. I have my own personal for both Facebook and Twitter. Larson for Duluth is the one on Twitter, and we always push them out that way too, so we, you know, if you have other ideas, let us know, but those are the channels we're using right now. And then we push it out to the media and do a big press release that about 600 people get in the city.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Larson, for coming on and chatting with us. We look forward to seeing you around the neighborhood.
No, me too. Me too. Thanks, Adam. Have
thank
an
you.
Awesome week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Mayor Emily Larson coming into our studios this morning to talk about City Hall in the City, a monthly listening session where you have an opportunity to talk one-on-one with the mayor. The most recent one occurring on August 15th on the UMD campuses, and looking down the calendar here, coming up next, September 19th at the Norton Park Community Center. I'm Adam Reinhart, and we appreciate you listening. This is Northland Morning on KUMD 103.3.